Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. We're just going to receive the colours, so could I just ask you all to stand, please? As a traditional in Elvis Cross, we usually turn around and shake hands with the person behind us and say, it's great to see you at church tonight. So just like if everybody would do that now, please. And we're just going to open the service tonight with a word of prayer, and our officer, Jean Walker, is going to come and do that for us now.
We'll just bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us into your house tonight. And we would pray, Lord, that you would bless each head bowed here. We ask you, Lord, that you would take all nerves away from anyone who's partaken in the service tonight. And we ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts and our ears to what Heather has to say. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Jean can breathe now because she was a bit nervous about that. And we're going to have our first hymn, and we're going to stand during the first hymn. It's not in the hymn book, unfortunately, but the words will be up on the screen, and it is In Christ Alone.
Thank you. Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 19, and we're reading from verses 1 to 10. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all muttered, saying that he was gone to be a guest with that man as a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Dear Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness and that you are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy you have given us so much. We give you this offering today. Please take it and use it for the extension of your kingdom, and may it be a great blessing to many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Many thanks, Jackie. Captain, thank you so much. Girls, you sang so well. I just thought I was absolutely brilliant. To see all that enthusiasm and energy, it was brilliant. And I really love that song. I've been listening to that song by City of Light now for quite a wee while, and it is a real blessing as well. So thank you, girls, for singing so well, and we heard every word. And parents and guardians and all of those who are keepers of these lovely little miracles, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for the support that you showed to the Girls Brigade. And thank you for being here tonight. And we do trust that everything that they have sang and everything that we will say and do, and especially Heather, as you bring the message shortly, that it will be a blessing to you. We live in a difficult time. We live in a difficult age. We live in very difficult influence that are happening in our world in these days. And anything that can be done to accomplish the kingdom of God in their hearts ought to be commendable. So we thank you all very much for all your involvement and for bringing them here every Monday especially. Jackie has already mentioned this little leaflet. There's going to be two deacons giving you these leaflets on the way out. And if you get one of these, I want you to read the inside, because there are lots of different people telling different stories of their own personal experience. Some people who had entered into a terrible time of depression, others who had to deal with very difficult circumstances. One man's giving his testimony. You'll actually get it on YouTube. And his father was orphaned through terrorists way back in the days of the Troubles. And others dealing with other issues, not only depression, but very many challenging circumstances. And I'm sure something that would meet your need and be able to speak to you and you could relate to it. Please take that leaflet from one of the deacons and just don't crumple it up and put it in the car. Would you please promise to read it and think about coming one of the nights, and you'll be fine. There'll be a very warm welcome. The meetings will start at 8. They will be over at 9. And so if you can bring teenagers, we'd love to have the teenagers as well. How else are we going to influence our teenagers if we don't bring them face to face with these kind of things? And we trust that you will take that on board. I just want to get that wee advert in. You don't mind, Jackie, because she's the boss tonight. She's the boss tonight. Anyway, we go to this important part of our enrolment service, the reason for which we're here. And my first task is to address captain. But first of all, and the great task given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world and to make disciples of all people. The Girls Brigade endeavours to carry out this work amongst girls. The 207th Northern Ireland Company of Abbots Cross Congregational Church have come here today for their annual service of enrolment and dedication. As promises are made by captain, officers, sub-officers and girls, may God give them grace and strength to be true and faithful to their promises. Now, Jackie Cully, you will spend many hours in a work which will bring much fulfilment, and I'm sure you've already experienced that, yet not without its problems. Always remember in all your labours as captain of this company that God has promised to be with you at all times. Realising then the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aim for which the organisation stands?
I do.
I now enrol you as captain of this company, and on behalf of this church, promise to support you by prayer and cooperation so that the ideals of the Girls Brigade may be achieved. Amen, and God bless you, Jackie. That wee girl didn't want to let you out, Beverly. We were all waiting to see you tripping, weren't we? How could we have hearts like that? I'm going to try and keep out of the way so that you can see these folks. Your support and help to the captain are crucial as you work together as a team. You have the great privilege and responsibility of serving the claims of Christ Jesus to the girls. The task is difficult, but God will help you to lead girls to seek, serve, and follow Christ. Jean Walker, Patricia Large, Karen Reynolds, by the way, these names are in order as you see them. Karen Reynolds, Jennifer Kelso, Louise Hill, Beverly Spencer, Lizanne Bullen, Rebecca Kirkpatrick, and Letitia Price. Realizing then the call of Christ and the responsibility of the duties involved in this office, do you promise by word and example to serve the Girls' Brigade for the advancement of Christ's kingdom among girls and the promotion of the aim for which the organization stands? I now enroll you as officers, sub-officers and helpers of this company. And may God grant you grace to be faithful to your charge and crown your work with success. Amen. God bless. Jean. God bless. Karen. Jennifer. No, I say. All stand, thanks. All right, girls, it's your turn. Girls, do you promise with God's help to obey the rules of your GB company, to listen to your captain and officers, and to do your very best at all times to set a good example to other girls? Did you hear that down there? Will we try it again? Will we try it again? After two, you say, we do. Really, really, really loud, all right? After two. One, two.
We do!
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Can I ask the congregation now to please stand? I now enroll you as members of the Girls Brigade. May Jesus Christ, the captain of your salvation, give you strength to be faithful to your duty, loyal to your company, strong in times of temptation, and his faithful servants always. Let's pray together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of bowing together, Lord, to lift up the Girls Brigade that meet in this church and ask, Lord, that your blessing will be upon them, that as they seek to fulfill that aim that you've placed before them, Lord, that they may be truly helped of God. Thank you for every life that's entrusted to us here. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of seeing them growing up and maturing. Thank you, Lord, for those who know you as Savior and to see them walking with God, and pray that each and every one, before ever, Lord, they would think of leaving the Girls Brigade, that they'll know the clear call of Christ and the experience of God's salvation in their hearts. We pray, dear God, that you bless Jackie and all the officers and sub-officers and the helpers. We pray, dear Father, that you will help them, aid them, and encourage them in this difficult yet rewarding work. And grant, Lord, that they may indeed rejoice in seeing God's hand working through them and giving them fruit for their labors. We pray, dear God, that you'll bless the girls and their parents and their guardians and their loved ones. Bless the homes that they come from and help them to see the vision, Lord, of what it is that God can make out of these young women for the glory of your own name. In Christ's name we pray, and everybody said, amen. And you may be seated. Thank you very much. Thanks, Jackie.
Well, girls, that was absolutely excellent. And I know we've already given you a round of applause, but I think you deserve another one, because Jackie was saying about she hoped that your singing tonight would bless our hearts. And my hearts have been blessed by each of you, whether it's been from the tinies right up to the company section, and I hope I must learn that song, Tinies, and I can take it back to Fermanagh and teach the children that I teach at a Good News Club. But I think they deserve a round of applause. Okay, tonight I'm going to introduce you to a good friend of Jesus. This is Zacchaeus. He's Big Zac of Jericho. You know, he was a little man, but he had a big heart. And maybe you think, well, he must have always been really, really generous and really good. But you know, girls, he wasn't. We have to go back to the start of Zac's story. This was Zac at school. He loved getting his school photograph taken. Can any of you spot Zac? Who can find him? Can you see? Yeah, where is he? Did you find him? Is he at the very front? Can you see him up in the picture? Yeah, there he is, right at the very front. But you know, Zac didn't like school very much, because whenever he was out, when it was time to do basketball and sports, he never got picked for his team. Whenever they were picking the teams, they would say, oh, I'm going to have Dash and Daniel. Well, I'm going to have Jump and Jane. Well, I'll have Mighty Michael. But what about me? Said Zac. Oh, well, you can have Zac. Oh, no, no, you can have him. Oh, Zac, you can just be the scorer. Poor Zac, he was never picked for the basketball team. But you know, that wasn't the only thing that made school really hard. Because Zac was quite small. And when at school, the boys and girls, and I hope that this never happens at your school, but in Zac's school, because he was small, the other boys and girls, they used to make fun of him. And they used to sing, snorty, snorty, Zacchaeus is a shorty. Poor Zac, he was so upset. And you know, girls, I was thinking about that today. And whenever I was at school, I remember being called names. And I used to say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But you know, that's not completely right. Because sticks and stones, yes, they can break our bones, but names can hurt us. You know, our tongue has no bone, and yet you can break someone's heart by using your tongue, by the words you said. I remember our pastor saying that sometimes people can cut you in two and use nothing but their tongue. I wonder the words that you use. Do you use your words to encourage people? And this applies to everyone in here tonight. It doesn't matter whether you're the youngest or the oldest here. Does your words encourage people or do they discourage people? Because sometimes the things that we say may not be very nice. And who knows everything that we say and everything that we think? Yep. God, exactly, good girl. God knows everything we say and everything we think. But you know, Zac was small. But even though Zac was small, God loved him. Because God had created him exactly the way he wanted him to be. And I know sometimes we might think, oh, we want to be tall, or we don't like being small. Or sometimes people who are very tall don't like being taller. We want brown hair instead of blonde hair. But God has created us the way he wants. There was a little girl many years ago, and she was born with brown eyes. But her favorite color was blue. Who else likes blue? Has anybody else got a favorite? Yeah, some of the girls like blue. Great job. Well, her favorite color was blue. And her mom and dad were Christians, and they always said to her, if you pray, God will answer your prayers. So one night, she prayed and she prayed and she prayed because she wanted blue eyes. And the next morning, when she looked in the mirror, what color do you think her eyes were? Yeah. No, they weren't. They were still brown. I better watch, because I normally move about. I better watch so I don't fall off this pulpit. No, they were still brown. Do you think God had answered her prayer? Good girl, that's the right answer. Because God he hadn't answered her prayer the way that she wanted, but is no an answer. If you went to the biscuit barrel or said, Mommy, can I have a bar of chocolate before I have my tea? What would Mommy or Daddy, whoever looks after, what would they probably say? Yeah, first hand up. What would they say? Exactly. So no is an answer. You know, God didn't answer her prayer the way she wanted it, because God had created her specifically with brown eyes. Because that young girl, she was called Amy Carmichael, and she grew up, and God sent her to be a missionary in India. And in India, the people's skin is darker than ours, and their eyes are brown. And she, now please don't try this at home, but she used to dye her skin with coffee to make it look brown. And whenever she went into the temples to camouflage herself, she covered her skin and she wore her veil. And what color were her eyes, girls? Yep, brown eyes. She just looked like the people in India because of her brown eyes. So you see, God had not made a mistake in giving Amy brown eyes. And he didn't make a mistake in making Zach small. And he hasn't made a mistake in how he's created you. So we need to thank God for how he has created us. But you know, Zach, whenever he was at school, this made him very, very sad that everybody used to pick on him and make fun of him. But then he got very mad because he thought, what right have they to make my life miserable? And then he decided he was going to get even. Now, please again, girls, don't be doing this in school, okay? Teachers, if this happens, please don't blame me. But whenever Zach was at school, what was his job in the sports field? He wasn't able to play, but he was always this. Yeah, there, you're great. You're answering all the time, Pet. Exactly. He was the scorer. So he was really good at maths. Who likes maths at school? Oh, I never liked it. Yeah, quite a few of you. Well, because he was really good with all his numbers, you know what he used to do? He used to tell all the other boys and girls that he would do their homework for them, especially their maths homework. Now, you might think, oh, isn't Zach just so brilliant? How kind and generous is he that he is going to do the boys and girls' homeworks? But you know what? He had another plan, because he decided he was going to make a little bit of money on the side. And every time he did somebody's homework, they had to pay him for doing their homework. Well, that's Zach's story whenever he was at school. But you know, Zach grew up. And whenever he grew up, he got a very important job. And his job was a tax collector. Because in Jericho, in those days, the Romans, they made the Jews pay taxes. But he wasn't just any tax collector. He was the chief tax collector. And whenever he used to get the money in, because a lot of these people he knew, and he thought, I'm going to get even with these boys. I'm going to get some money from them. So whenever the money would come in, he would take $1 for the government and $2 for me. $1 for the government, $3 for me. He kept taking extra that didn't belong to him. You know, even though it was the case, he lived in a beautiful city. He lived in Jericho, and there was lots of beautiful trees. But, you know, he was a cheat. Oh, we're coming. That's us. He was a cheat, and he was a thief. Now, I'm sure that he knew that God's word said, thou shalt not steal. But he didn't care. Every time he disobeyed God's word. And when we disobey God's word and we disobey God, we call that sin. But he didn't care about that because he was living afar from God. And every time the money came in, he kept taking another little bit and another little bit for himself. And I'm sure the people were really upset because they thought, this is more money that we have to give. But Zach, he was lining his own pockets with the money. But then one day there was a lot of commotion and he could see all the people that were getting really, really excited. And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is coming. Jesus of Nazareth is coming. And he thought, what? Now, I'm sure the people had heard about Jesus. I'm sure they heard that Jesus had raised people from the dead, that he had caused blind people to see, that he had made people that were lame, that he had made them to walk. But, you know, not everyone knew that Jesus was the Son of God and that he had a purpose going through Jericho because he was going to Jerusalem. And Zacchaeus, he thought, oh, well, I really want to see this man, Jesus, because he maybe had heard that Jesus was known as a friend of tax collectors and a friend of sinners. Because one of the disciples, Matthew, he was a tax collector before he met Jesus and before he became a disciple. So Zac was really, really excited to see him. But he had a problem. Because when there were so many people and he tried to push in, and because he hadn't done basketball, he couldn't jump up, and he stood on his tiptoes and he still couldn't see over all of the people. But he had an idea. And he thought, I know what I'll do. I'll go down the street. So he took off like the hammers, and everybody was looking at him, because in those days, rich men particularly, they didn't run in public. But as he ran down the street, he came to a sycamore tree. And he decided he was going to climb up the sycamore tree, and he was going to find the best branch and sit up there and watch the Lord Jesus coming. Well, all the people that saw him thought, what are you doing, Zac? Have you lost your marbles? What are you doing sitting up in the branch? But you know, Zac didn't care what they thought of him, because he knew, I have a bird's eye view. I am going to watch and I am going to see the Lord Jesus coming down the road. So he waited and he waited, and eventually there he saw the Lord Jesus starting to come down the road. And he got really excited, because he was coming closer and closer and closer. And suddenly he stopped. And he stopped right under the sycamore tree. But not only did he stop, because he looked up at the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, hurry, come down. I want to stay with you today. Well, I'm sure Zac nearly fell out of the tree, because not only had Jesus stopped at the tree, but he wanted to come to his house, and he knew Jesus' name. Not only did Jesus know Zac's name, he knew all about him. He knew he was a cheat. He knew he was a thief. And he knew he was a sinner. But despite, and he knew where he lived. But despite all of that, he still loved him. And he knew all of that because Jesus is God's son. He is God the Son. So he knows everything about, and girls, he knows everything about you. He knows exactly what you were doing earlier today. He knows what you're going to be doing tomorrow. He knows every detail about your life. Well, the other people, whenever they saw this, Zac, he was no longer sad. He was no longer mean or mad, or he didn't want to get even with anybody else, because he thought, imagine, someone wants to be my friend. Because at school, he didn't have many friends. No one liked him. No one wanted to be his friend. But he was so pleased that this man called Jesus wanted to be his friend. But you know, some of the other people that were there, they weren't that happy. And they thought, what? Who does he think he is? Does that man not know that he's a sinner? Does he not know that he's a thief and a cheat? They weren't happy that Jesus wanted to be with Zacchaeus. Well, he came down from the tree. You didn't have to ask him twice to come down. And whenever he came down, I'm sure he sent his servants and everyone else out to make a great meal. And they all came to his house. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us what Jesus had said when he was in the house. But I'm sure Jesus explained to Zacchaeus that he was a sinner, that there was a way that he could have his sins forgiven and that he could be saved. And as Zacchaeus listened, I'm sure he perhaps realized, well, yeah, I've been greedy. I've been selfish. I've cheated the government out of lots of money. And I am a sinner. But somehow he realized that this special visitor could make a difference. This special visitor was showing him a way that he could have his sins forgiven. You know, Zacchaeus suddenly jumped up. Whoops, keep forgetting about this. That's it. He suddenly jumped up and he said, I will give half of all that I have to the poor. And I will give four times as much as I've taken from people. I will pay them back four times. You know, something amazing had happened in Zacchaeus' life. God had changed his life. He had made him a new creature. He had become his friend, and Jesus is still making friends today. He longs to be your friend, and he longs to be my friend. You know, Zach was lost. He was a sinner, and he was serving himself. Because, girls, what's the middle letter of the word sin? When you, I might as well ask you, Pat. Yep. Aye, exactly. Because he was serving himself. It's always I. And that's the way many of us are. We all want to serve ourselves. He was lost. He was a sinner. He was serving himself. But, you know, whenever he met Jesus, his life changed. Because Jesus has came to seek and to save that which was lost. Did you not think he knew that Zach was up that tree? Jesus knew exactly where he was going to be, and that's why he went through Jericho. And he knows that you're in this meeting tonight, and maybe you're the one in here that he wants to speak to. Maybe you're the one that he wants to stop beside and tell you how much he loves you and that he wants you to trust in him. You know, we are all born separated from God. There's nothing we can do, whether you're the youngest and the tiniest to right to the oldest here. All of us are born in sin. We can't change that fact. Because we know when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, Satan came in the form of a serpent. And he deceived Eve. You know, whenever he came and he spoke to Eve, Eve had a choice to make. She could choose to obey her Heavenly Father, the one who had created her, or she could choose to disobey and listen to the lies of the devil. And she chose to disobey. And we know that she took of the fruit and she gave it to Adam, and they both ate it. And because of that, they disobeyed God. And we know that the Bible teaches us when we disobey, and what disobedience is, what do we call that? What's the word starting with S? Yep, when we disobey God, it's, yes, sin. Good girl, exactly. It's sin. And that's when sin came into the world. And Adam and Eve, they were separated from God because sin separates us. You know, they enjoyed fellowship with God, but because of their sin, they were separated from God. And the Bible reminds us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As I said earlier, it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. We are all born in sin. That's how we are born, because of Adam and Eve. You know, I wonder, has anyone ever told a lie in here before? I wonder, have you ever disobeyed your parents? Or I wonder, have you ever lost your temper? Or do you know the way Zach was stealing things and he was taking something that didn't belong to him? I wonder, when you're at school and you haven't maybe done your test, and maybe you decide, oh, well, my friend, they have everything right, and you have a wee look at their answer, and you take that answer and you copy it. Did you know that's stealing and that's sin? Because you have taken something that didn't belong to you. You've taken that answer and you've used it for yourself. And because of sin, God can't let us into heaven. No sin will enter into heaven. But you know, our sin separates us from God. So God's on one side, and man or girl or woman, whatever you want to say, is in the other side. But how do we get that bridge? How do we build a bridge between us and God? I wonder, if we're really, really good, being good, is that enough, girls, you think, to get us to heaven? Will that build a bridge? What do you think, girls? No? Okay. What about if you come to church in GB? You know, whenever I was your age, well, I didn't start when I was tiny. I would probably have been down as a junior section over here to GB. But GB is a great thing, and it's brilliant to see so many of you tonight. And it's great to come to church as well. So do you think if you come to church and you go to GB, is that enough to get us to heaven? Will that build a bridge? No. What about if you pray and you read the Bible? Surely that's bound to be enough. Yeah. Do you think that's enough? That will that build our bridge? Yeah. No, it won't. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we know that the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because over 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus to the earth. We know he came in the form of a baby. But as Jesus grew up, Jesus did many miracles. He lived a sinless life. He was the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. But then we realize and we know that he went to the cross. He was nailed to the cross. But when Jesus died on the cross, he died to take the punishment that you and I deserved. He took our sin upon his body. But praise God, he didn't stay dead. He didn't stay on the cross, because 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He rose showing that he has power over sin and death and hell itself. And if we trust in him, then one day we can go to be with him in heaven. You know, Zacchaeus' life, it was changed the day that he met Jesus. And you know, Jesus is the only way. For everyone that's in here tonight, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, I wonder, will you decide to follow him tonight? Because he can change your life and he can make a difference to your life. I wonder, as I close, I'm just going to leave you with this question. I want you to think of this question and think, what way are you going to choose? Today or tonight, will you choose to go your way and just decide, well, I'm just going to follow after the ways of the world. I'm going to keep living the way I'm living. I don't need God. I don't need Jesus in my life. Or are you going to go God's way? Are you going to trust in him? Trust that Jesus, when he died on the cross, that he died to save your sin, to take the punishment that you deserve for your sins. Because the Bible tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't say might be saved. It says shall be saved. So that means anybody, no matter who you are in here tonight, if you call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to come into your heart and into your life, then he will save you. You've listened really well. We're just going to pray. I'm going to pray with you, and then I'm going to hand back to your captain, okay? Let's all bow. Well, does anybody know the prayer drill? Does anybody used to do a prayer drill? Do you want to come up and help me? Both of you, and you as well. Mom, I'll be come. Come on up, and you can come up to the front beside me. Because you've been answering all my questions, and it'd be wild lonely up here. Come on up beside me. All right? So it's P-R-A-Y, all right? Oh, I know. Yous are way ahead of me. Okay, stand over here so everybody can see you. Great job. All right, you ready? Okay, so we're just going to pray. P-R-A-Y. Okay, all heads bowed and eyes closed. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word to your heart tonight. Thank you, God, that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to die on the cross for sinners such as I. Thank you that you transformed the life of Zacchaeus. God, it doesn't matter whether we're old, doesn't matter whether we're young, whether we're tall or small, whether we're good at sports or not good at sports. God, we thank you that you love each one of us the same. And God, your desire is that we will become a friend of Jesus. So God, we just pray now, as every head is bowed, that you will continue to speak into hearts and into lives. May the choice that the people make tonight, may it be to follow God. May it be to follow you, because we know that Jesus is the only way. As that little chorus says, one way, God said, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. God, we thank you again for your word to your hearts tonight. And we ask all of these things in and through your precious Son's name. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, girls.
Thank you so much, Heather, for that word that you brought to us tonight. And can I just say that just as Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name, he knows each and every one of our names in this church tonight. And I just pray, and it's the prayers of this church, that if you have made a decision to follow Jesus, even young girls the age of 3 and 4 know right and wrong. And if you have made that decision to follow Jesus, that you won't leave this church tonight without speaking to someone and letting them know what choice you have made. So we're just going to have our final hymn, and it's What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And we'll stand as we sing it, please. national anthem, please, and then the benediction. Thank you.
Let's all bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you. The invitation of the gospel comes out to each one of us. Thank you for that gracious invitation that God would long that we might know that forgiveness of sins and peace with God. That you would share your home and eternity with the children of men. We thank you, Lord, for that wonderful, amazing grace. And now may that same grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the help and the blessing and the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with us each one, for we ask it in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.
Just remain standing for the public light, please.